The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Then this.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
Immediate questions that come to mind are, one, where is the money coming from? Two, what interest rate will be charged? Three, what loan to value against the property might be offered?
And it doesn't solve the problem of having to pay those care fees, does it? Because the loan is a deferred payment.
That's absolutely right. You are simply using the loan to pay the
care
costs.
It could be thousands of pounds, basically.
Absolutely. It doesn't alter the cost of care at all. The key ingredient missing, and there are lots of administrative issues with this for local government, but the key thing that that is not addressed by this, of course, is that people could still deplete all their assets. They simply do it through this loan mechanism. I mean, what happens if people's care costs exceed their home value and so on?
So
lots of questions.
What options are there for people to help prepare to pay for these care fee costs?
Well, sadly, at the moment, there is no pre-funded insurance market in this country. The reasons for that are twofold, really, supply and demand. Sadly, there is no real demand for the product, and it is quite a difficult thing for insurers to underwrite. We would have to predict way in advance of need